Now, we are all aware of the differences to our lives that technology can make. It can do jobs we don't want to do. It can help us do things even quicker. If you are blind or partially sighted, though, when it comes to assistive technology, it can make an even bigger difference to someone's life. Now, today, we are focusing on a piece of technology called Aira, and to tell us more, we have with us Kevin Phelan.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, first of all, tell me a little bit about Aira itself.
Sure. So Aira is a service for the blind and visually impaired community. And what we do is for a monthly subscription, we will send you a pair of smart glasses and ask you to download an app. With that, you'll use the app to connect the smart glasses to a live remote human agent who has an AI-powered dashboard in front of them. And we help people do a variety of things from accomplishing daily tasks like checking if the expiration date on the milk in your refrigerator is still valid, all the way up to things at work. And we recently had someone run the Boston Marathon using the Aira service as well. So a real wide variety of uses.
Phenomenal. Now, Kevin, there are apps which we can use to photograph things, and it would give us an idea of perhaps some writing in front of us and so on. But it really sounds as if, using the human element here, that this has been taken way, way forward, a great leap and advancement here.
That's right. What we did is we spent the last couple of years working with the community and the BVI community around what apps and kind of what areas and what gaps were existed. And from there, we really built the Aira platform. And the idea would be that if you wanted to call an Uber, use the Uber app, but you can also use an Aira agent. And what that Aira agent would be able to do is actually call the Uber driver on your behalf. If you had a guide dog, you'd be able to inform the Uber driver, the person they were picking up, has a guide dog. And then at the end of the Uber ride, when they reach the destination, that kind of final 50 feet of finding the front door or entering that new territory, the Aira agent can also help them in that side of things. So we really tried to take some of those missing components from the, let's say, the app universe and build this service that the community told us they wanted.
It almost sounds as if, I mentioned the app earlier on, Kevin, that we can take pictures and it will read things back to us, almost character or some kind of recognition. But it sounds as if this is, although very technological, it's much simpler because it's actually someone there in real time giving you instant feedback.
Kind of one of our company mottos is, providing immediate access to information. And those Aira agents are available to help you do that. And the other piece to it is we really ask all of our agents to think like a set of eyes rather than thinking like a brain.
The customer is then very reliant on the Aira agent, because if I'm, say, out and about with it and I'm looking to, get from, say, a taxi to a doorway, you're really relying on a lot of specifics, of almost bespoke information that would allow someone who cannot see to safely navigate that journey.
We're not looking to replace a white cane or a guide dog. We really want people to look at Aira as another tool in their toolkit. Our agents go through mobility and orientation training, so they're used to communicating with the population the way that they would like to be communicated with, and really just giving them that visual information to help them, accomplish whatever task or mission that they're on.
So this uses a pair of smart glasses with the cameras so the agents can see what's going on. So how do you actually talk with the agent? Is it via an app or is it via your phone?
Sure. So what happens is the person would wear the smart glasses, and a lot of our users will use some maybe bone conductive headphones. And so the audio is actually delivered through the headphones or through the smart glasses. We have some users who also just will use the phone itself, and they'll use the camera on the front of the phone and either plug their headphones in there or use the speakerphone on their mobile device. So you can talk with the agent through either of those means.
Fantastic. I mean, it sounds, again, Kevin, a very simple piece of technology, but can make a huge amount of difference to someone's independence, complementing, as you say, the cane or the guide dog. But what's feedback been like?
It's been unbelievable. We're very fortunate to have our initial group of people that we signed up in the United States was called our Explorer class, and we had many people apply to get in. We accepted the first 200 users, and to see what they've done with the technology has been absolutely amazing. And again, it ranges from somebody who wants to find the end of the line at a grocery store or at a Starbucks. I was recently out to dinner with a gentleman who is visually impaired. We get to the restaurant, and what he does is immediately a call into his IRA agent, and the IRA agent takes a picture through his glasses of the menu, and then also accesses the online menu, and then also the online review from Yelp and some of those other places. He hangs up the call. He's going to order the swordfish, and then he says, I also heard the chowder at this place is unbelievable, and starts laughing. And he said, you know, typically when I would go into a setting like this, I'm relying on all the other people because the menu is never in an accessible format. So I'm relying on all the other people or the wait staff to help me out. And he's like, and in this case, I feel like I'm the foodie at the table who's telling everyone about restaurant recommendations. So, I think that's kind of the exciting, exciting things that we're doing. We had somebody who was flying through an airport the other day, and he said there was a tight connection. He said it was a 25-minute layover. They got the taxiing took longer, so he said it got cut down. He's like, I called into my IRA agent when we were taxiing. The agent looks up the whole, you know, schematic for the airport, and he said, literally, I was running through the airport where the guy was telling me, move to your left, you can go faster. He goes, the best part of it was the agent said, I have to tell you, there's people whose mouths are, like, wide open as you're running by them. Like, there's a blind gentleman with his white cane, like, sprinting by me. He said, it's just, you know, it's like, I've never felt so good, so independent. And he goes, and I made my connection thanks to Ira. So this is really awesome. These amazing stories of what people are doing with the technology.
So what kind of costs are involved then if someone was interested in having Ira?
We operate the same way as a cell phone plan does. And the main difference is you pay a monthly fee that you can cancel at any time. What we do is once you signed up as a customer, we will actually send you the glasses. We'll ask you to download the app, and we'll give you access in a form of minutes. So in the U.S. right now, our plan started around $89. You get 200 minutes, and you can move those plans up from there if you find yourself using more or less. But it's all included. There is no hardware to buy or nothing else. We will send you the whole thing in one package, and off you go. What we do have is we have people that take this service on trip. So one area or travel spot for some people in the BVI community is navigating around airports. We have people that as they're traveling or going on a summer holiday, they're using Ira service, and we try to do our best to make accommodation for wherever they are in the world to support them.
Kevin, it sounds an amazing piece of technology and, you know, fantastic news for independents there. Now, if people would like more information, how do they get in touch?
You can visit our website, and the company's name is Ira. That's A-I-R-A .io. And the company was named AI for artificial intelligence and Ra for the Egyptian god. So we're Ira, A-I-R-A .io.
Kevin, best of luck with Ira. Let's hope more people do take advantage of this amazing service. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Good to speak with you.